Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast, guest interview number two. This has been a long time coming.
Such a long time coming.
A long
time. But also divine timing too.
Always divine timing. It's always divine timing. We were going to talk human design, I think, on the Destined to Be podcast, but we didn't get to that, which we should have, because it's super helpful and beneficial. And now a big part of our lives are human design. But what I would love for you to share with everybody, if this is their first time meeting you, a lot of women listening to this, especially have been retreats, have been in programs, they know you, they've seen you at events. And I would love the listeners to get to know who Amy is.
I would love to share who I am. So Amy Laffner, I have known Mallory, gosh, for years and years going back to Zumba, but as she's evolved, I've evolved too. And I think we kind of started our spiritual journeys around the same time. And that is ultimately how I found human design. I was kind of a girly who just was floating through life trying to figure it out. And 2018 was my year of turning 30, my Saturn return. And I myself was listening to a podcast and the guest speaker was talking all about human design. And as she was going through it, I was like, wait, I need to know this. I always, you know, I always wanted to know more about myself and learn more about myself, especially starting that year. But the moment that I, you know, found out my type and found out different components, it was like that aha moment. Like, not to like be cheesy, because I know I'm on the Permission to Activate podcast, but it really felt like it gave me the permission slip to be exactly who I am and who I knew I was, not who I thought that everybody else would want me to be. So kind of, you know, I mean, I could give you like all the background, but I feel like that's the important stuff of how we got to be sitting here today.
No, it's perfect though. So 2018, that's what, 5 years ago, almost six.
Yeah.
Depending on what.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like in our brains, that's like 3 years ago. It was 2018. No. And now you look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, that was 5 or 6 years ago. So that's been a long time. I feel like that was right on the, at least for me, like the bubble of like, what is even human design? Because I feel like most people were going with astrology zodiac and things like that. So when human design, and I know this has been around for quite some time, like we heard a backstory from somebody else about how it was actually created. I had no idea. But can you give a little bit of like backstory on what human design actually is?
Yeah.
Like when you hear human design, they're like, well, it's a mixture of this and this and this. And then you bring it together with your birth time and all the things. So if you can give like a little backstory of what it is and how it comes to be, I think that would be great.
I would love to share that. So it's interesting that you say astrology, because astrology has been around for thousands of years, right? And human design actually is right about the same age as you and I. A gentleman by the name of Raha Aruhu. I know, try and say that five times fast.
A name.
He created this modality on the island of Ibiza and
a vibe. Of course.
Truly a whole vibe. I know, and I feel so silly when I say that sometimes, but I think sometimes you have to, you can't question the download when the download comes. And I think that, you know, in him following his human design and him following his purpose, like he was able to create this really beautiful modality that enables people. And it does take, you know, different systems like the chakra system and astrology and quantum physics. And there's this whole big complicated software that I will not go in too deep into the details. Because we can be
brain,
here for, yes.
My brain does not comprehend it, but maybe a little bits and pieces.
Yes, yes. And by plugging in your time, date, and place of birth, it kind of puts out this blueprint of who you came to be, who you arrived in your truest essence as before society told us how to be before we have certain levels of conditioning. You know, we'll get into the energy types, but you know, how each energy type like feels like they should show up versus how they're meant to show up. And the thing too is, and I love all modalities. I love knowing all the things about myself, but you know, versus like a Myers-Briggs or even an Enneagram, which we adore, it isn't like personality based. You don't take a questionnaire.
Right.
So it's like, you can't potentially skew anything. It is just, you know, that truest essence of you kind of put out into these different components that help you find alignment really well.
I love that. I love all the tests and all the things, but it's so true because you just plug in information about yourself and you can't bias or base the answers off of what you think you should be. Because when I put mine into the app, I was like, okay, that's cool. And I have a good friend of mine. I believe you know her too. She's also a projector, and we'll get into the energy types. And I was like, I don't know what I am. And then I read about it. And I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. It makes so much sense to read these things about yourself. And going back to your point of, you know, how you should be versus how you actually are and how you show up in the world, especially, and again, I'm just speaking from my own projectorness because I'm not any other type. That's the type that I am. The world is perceived to be set up for people who continue just to go all of the time, like people like my husband.
I was a hashtag generator.
Who is a, and you, who are generators in this space, to where when I read more so about how my energy is, it was like, oh, now I can start living more intentionally based off my energy type, that I can actually get, I can be more productive and I can tackle things in a different way that feels way more supportive than just like, I was swimming upstream trying to keep up with all of these, you know, norms or things that you see out in the world, especially in the line of work that I'm in. It was like, for a really long time, I was like, create, produce, income, rank, like all the things. And I'm like, oh, like I love, I'm also a Enneagram 3. So that's
same.
It's very, you know, it's in our blood.
It's an academy. Yes.
It's in the blood. Like we want to, well, maybe not that deep, but it's in our DNA, those parts of ourselves, right? They make us who we are. And it was very much achievement focused, but then I'd get burnt out all of the time. So I'm like, I'm doing all these things and spinning the wheels, which I love, but then I'd just be depleted like at the end of every day. So that was really challenging. So before we go deeper into that, can you give an overview of each design type?
Yeah, of course.
And what they are. Let's do this first. Where would somebody find their human design? So if they're listening to this, they can pop on real quick and just find it, and then you can break it down for them.
Yes. So I will, my biggest plug, one of the greatest teachers of human design, in my opinion, in our time, is Jenna Zoe. And she has both an app and she has a website. So you can go to myhumandesign.com. I also, and I know we'll get into this later, I also do very customized reports. So you can always message me on Instagram. I am there probably more than anybody should be, but I'm always happy to, you know, even if you're not getting a report from me, my greatest purpose with this work is to make it accessible and to help people understand it. Even if it's on the most foundational level of some of these basic components, like just reach out to me. Happy to help direct you.
I'm in your DMs all the time. Like, hey, what's this mean?
What does this mean?
Break this down for me real quick.
Legitimately, like, I think that that's probably at least 50% of my conversations. And it's not, and it doesn't feel, everybody's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, this is what lights me up. Mm-hmm. And as a generator, that's so important that the things that are coming into my life, because not everything's going to light me up. Like, you know, waking up in the morning and taking my dog outside in the freezing cold, that's not like my joy, right?
I feel that.
Right?
Yes.
But there are ways to find joy in life. And like, as a generator, that is part of my purpose. It's part of my duty. Because when I'm doing that, I'm magnetizing more and I'm helping move the collective forward. So I think that that's kind of like my thought process in life is like, hey, let's move towards alignment. It's not going to be like that every day, but we can at least try. So on that, I am a generator. So there's five human design energy types. And that is like whenever somebody is kind of trying to understand human design, which gosh, there's like at least 25, 30 different components to it. Energy type is always like, I think, the easiest to digest. And it is also, I think, the most accessible piece. And in my opinion, one of the most important, because if you're not using your energy right, if your energy is not in alignment, other people can feel that, you can feel that, and on a broader sense, like you're not impacting the collective in the right way. So I'm going to be selfish. I'm going to start with generators. So generators are like full of life force energy. Like there, I have like a certain bank of energy every day that gets deposited into my account. And I meant to use it in really fun, exciting, joyful ways to me. When you think of like, you know, building a house, like the generators are like the builders. Like we are getting in there. We are laying the bricks.
But, it's funny because Jeremy's a generator and has a brick company. So
I had to. Hashtag mom jokes, even though I'm not a mom.
I am, so it's fine.
There we go. So, you know, generators are really like the people that are creating, and a lot of things with generators, like a lot of energy, a lot of things are coming into our aura. We have enveloping auras, and we're meant to respond to it, whether that's a yes for us, a no for us, a maybe for us. And in doing that, our energy helps kind of like push everybody else forward. Then we can move on to projectors.
Projectors. The best energy type, in my opinion.
I mean, every generator needs at least one projector, if not multiple, because we're so busy being like heads down, doing the things like in it, that we can't really like see how like maybe the path forward. I know that I get myself into trouble all of the time with that. Projectors have such a calm, grounding energy because they are not like visionaries in where I will say manifestors are, where they're like just like blazing a trail forward. It's like this calm, grounded, knowing energy of like, this is the best way to do something, to go about something. You know, even thinking back to your network marketing days, mm-hmm. You know, you were in generator or man gen energy, in my opinion, yeah. In that. But, you know, looking back, I can see different components. Mm-hmm. Like, gosh, even going back to your Zumba days, yeah. Like being like the teacher, being the person that people look to. And there's other parts of your personal design, too, that like you're meant to be the guide and the teacher and helping us all mm-hmm. go about moving on our paths in a really calm, collected, and focused way. So on the topic of kind of visionaries, we have manifestors, which are next. They're about 8% of the population. Now there used to be a lot more of them, although human design hasn't technically been around as modality for super long. Like there's historical things that mm-hmm. you can go back, and manifestors were actually like kings and queens and like conquerors back in the day because they have a very intense, powerful energy. But they, as an energy type, are meant to have like big bursts of like, I'm going to do this really powerful, intense thing. I'm going to get this started for the whole group. And then I got to rest. I got to, you know, retreat and then take that and calm that energy down a little bit and recharge and then do the same thing over and over in a lot of different ways. And, you know, I think that sometimes manifestors feel a little complicated because their aura is actually, I hate this word, but is repelling, but that is for their own protection because they are so powerful and full of so much wisdom and knowledge and capability to change the world that if you think about it, if everybody had access to their energy, it would just be mm-hmm. a hot mess. So then there are manifesting generators, which has like the power of manifestors with the energy of generators. I know we have quite a few friends mm-hmm. in common that are man gens, and they are here to kind of be they have that energy of generators, and they have the vision of manifestors, but they're kind of meant to be the people that like show us what's possible. Like they have a lot of evolutions in their lives. They show us that like we don't have to go about things in one way. And they're also meant to magnetize things to them. So if you think of like that one friend that you love to go out with and they're like, we're going to go to the club and then we're going to go get dinner and then we're going to go get manicures tomorrow morning. And like that is just like, I feel like every man gen friend that I have is like the fun friend.
Yeah, I could see that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and they're like is that the largest population is manifesting generators?
Yeah. Man gens and gens. It's weird in human design. They're when you talk about like amounts, like there's, gosh, 45% of the population is generators or manifesting generators. Yeah. Projectors are actually a newer type. I think they've only been around for like the last 200 years because the energy of what the world had and needed was more manifestor energy, more generator energy of building. And actually more projectors will be born moving forward, because we need more people to calmly and collectively move us into the future. And I don't know about you guys, but in the last 4 years, I have felt like that has definitely been truer. So
yeah, my little one's a projector.
Yeah.
He's also a Sagittarius. So there's two of us.
There's two of you. Wait, what is Ryder again?
He's a manifesting generator.
I can see that for him.
Yes.
He's going to literally like take over the world in the best way possible.
Yeah, that one will definitely. Yeah, he will for sure.
And they're always the ones with like the wildest ideas that are actually like brilliant. And you're like, I don't understand how this is going to work.
I can't even tell you the amount of ideas he comes up with. He's like a little inventor.
Yes.
That he is constantly creating something, like the most off the wall things.
But then they make sense.
And I'm like, wow, that was actually like a really good, that was a good idea. Or how did you even think of that? That was so creative. Like he's constantly daily coming up with these new inventions or building or crafting something with like MacGyvering shit around the house, like finding stuff. He's like, all right, give me 3 paper clips. Give me some scissors. I need this thing. I'm going to make this thing. And then he comes out and he's like, here it is. And I'm like, that where is did you so just funny. Come up with this? Like, I don't know where it comes from, but he comes up with these ideas and I'm like, man. One day, like he will be the person that invents like the literal flying car. Like that will be him, because my brain don't work like that.
No.
And he's constantly going. I'm just like, you go get it, man.
Like an idea machine.
The idea machine. That is him.
Like they're so multi-hyphenate that it's like I just am like picturing like Ryder's Instagram bio in 10 years. And it's like inventor, podcast host, brickwork owner.
Yep.
Because, sorry, I just feel like, you know, he's going to take over that too. He's just going to be doing all the things.
He already
all the time.
Started his own podcast. Like, I came up here and they just are recording podcasts on their own. And we have like their little audio and video that they've recorded. We put them on the Destined to Be podcast.
This is great. I'm not going to ask a question, but I'll ask you offline. I have a question.
Yeah.
But I have an inkling on something. But I think that like he is such a great example of it too. Because, okay, like dialing back. Mm-hmm. Human design is what your truest essence is, right? And then we go about life and we go out into the world and the world tells us, calm down, you know? Or in your case as a projector, like speed up, you know what I mean? And it's so beautiful to see children that are empowered to be in their truest essence, because like that is what a man gen in alignment is like.
Yeah, and it's so pure, like with kids, it's just so pure. There's no, like anything interrupting it at this age, because they're both under 10 years old. So it's like you just get to see the purest form. And kids, why they have so much energy in general, we learned this in one of our programs that we were in, is because they don't have an ego and they don't have sex drive until they hit puberty. So that's why kids under the age of whatever age they hit that phase puberty, of life in. Yeah. Is that's why these children, all of our kids out there who were just like, where the hell are they getting this energy? Like we're like falling on the floor, you know, by 7:30 p.m. and they're like literally running laps around us. That's why they have so much energy. And I feel like it really comes out under that. Again, I don't have teenagers, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But really in that sweet spot that they're able to lean into that, it's like a beautiful thing. It's uninterrupted, just like pureness of their essence and soul. It's really cool.
It's amazing. And I think too, like not to discredit who you and Jeremiah are as parents too, because you have this knowledge and you can empower that instead of like I think of as a kid. And my parents are wonderful, but like there was a lot of like calm down or just can you go over in a corner and read a book. And like at my truest essence, like I wasn't meant to be like doing that. I was meant to be building and having ideas and exploring things. And I think that that's what's so great about like knowing about it as parents. Because
it's
you
so
know it for yourself.
Now.
Yes.
It's wild. But we'll get into parenting in a second. Hit on reflectors.
Yes,
really
I
quick.
Will. Yes.
Okay. I know they're a very tiny percent.
I'm sorry, reflectors.
I don't personally know a reflector.
I know
IRL.
Two.
You know two of them.
I know two. And it's so funny because one I went to college with and the other one I worked at my last job with, and I was kind of diving deeper into human design. And I remember like she saw some of my stuff on Instagram and she messaged me, and it was, I told her, I'm like, before I even pull your information, I know you're a reflector, like just what a absorbent soul that she is. So reflectors are 1% of It's wild. 1%. I mean, the fact that I know crazy. 2 is actually kind of crazy. Yeah,
that is.
But they are here to reflect to us who we are. They're here to reflect to us as a collective where the world is at. And they ebb and flow through all of the energy types. So if we had a reflector here, they would be feeding off of my generator energy and your projector energy, and they would kind of be in like this like conglomerate situation. But then also when they're like kind of on their own, they also ebb and flow through all of the different energy types because they're like picking that up from the universe. So I, you know,
that's intense.
It is so intense. And like I remember Lucy is the woman that I worked with at my last job. And I remember she said to me when I gave her her report, she's like, I always felt so guilty that I feel like a chameleon, that I feel like I'm always evolving. And I'm like, that's literally your purpose here in this lifetime. Like, you're not meant to be one specific way. So like, if you like your coffee one way on this day, or if you're passionate about like this, you know, position at work, you know, 1 month or 1 year, and then it doesn't feel aligned, like you're meant to evolve more than any of us here. But like, we need that because it helps us with our own evolution too. So yeah, reflectors are beautiful. And I feel really lucky that I have 2 in my life that, you know, I can kind of,
yeah, I'm going to be on the hunt for a reflector. If anyone's a reflector, reach out to me. I'd like some of that energy in my life.
If you're not sure.
Yeah, reach out
to me. DM me and we'll find you one. We'll find you one.
Yeah, put me in contact with your reflectors because I need some of that energy in my life.
They're good. All types are great, but I think it's a really special thing to have that. And I think human design is empowering for every energy type, but I feel like in a lot of ways for reflectors in a different way because it like helps them accept that like they are going to ebb and flow through all of our energies, and they just have to like be okay with that and embrace it and that we need it. So yeah, it's incredible. So yeah, those are the 5 energy types. I know we deviate a little bit, but
yeah, it's perfect.
Story of my life.
I love it. And if you guys want to read more, we're going to get into at the end of this episode, we'll share how, you know, you can break all of that down for them. But what I would love to know from you, because you see all these like, well, at least the pages we follow. I don't know if anyone follows like the meme pages out there that are like, you know, if a girl comes asking you what time you were born, where you were born, like run, you know?
Yes.
Which I laugh because like this is going to be like my 2 kids like asking like the other people, which is in totally in reverse. But with that being said, so primarily women are listening to this. If you want to do your partner, you know, whoever your partner is, if you want to do their human design, like you can actually, you know, have them do it or get that information. So it's time you were born,
yes.
place, your name,
yes,
and your birthday.
Yes.
And that's all you need.
And like places, like you don't have to tell me what hospital, but like
the city.
Yes.
The city that you're in. So if it was like Detroit, Michigan, it's Detroit, exactly. Michigan. Exactly. Yes. Because I have the app and I do all of my friends all of the time. I'm not, I ain't no expert, but like I want to like get in there
and find out. You understand and like know people better and know how your dynamics are. And like, I mean, that is such... That is what people are searching for in so many different modalities.
Oh, yeah. And like, I love to know people's like all the and anywhere same. I go, I'm like,
hey, I mean, obviously me,
you know, like, you know, where you're born at. Let me just calculate this real quick. And I want to know because I have 2 questions for you that I want to get to. The first one coming off of this, because, you know, obviously you're going to read people's human designs. You know, that's normal for you or I guess anybody in this. I don't know. Just go around asking people.
Yeah, walk into a room.
You know, it's fine. So you were on the last retreat as well. And could you tell by walking into a room before knowing what people's designs were? I think there were 10 women plus myself and the team that were there. Could you tell like without knowing first, like who was what energy type?
Like,
by like being around them?
I think I have hunches, but then I don't know. Like I, for the longest time, thought you were a manifesting generator because you were just like
operating as if.
Yeah, I mean, true. Yes. And you are married to a generator and your best friend is a manifesting generator. So you're going to pick up on that energy a little bit. Right. But because you were doing so many things and like you were out and about. But I will say, you know, this is not part of the question that you asked, but I look at your path since you started to embrace who you are as a projector. And the alignment and like just like laser focus growth in that way. I'm like, I mean, you're successful in whatever you do, because actually that's part of your chart. But like, to see the alignment in a different way, and to also like be in your energy, since like you kind of shifted from those different
like
things.
A 10-year span of time. It's wild.
It's different to like see you in your energy. So I will say, sometimes I have hunches and sometimes I don't. And then like, for me, it's like, I can kind of guess energy types, but then there's so many other components. There's like your profile and like, you know, kind of like that has to do with like your life path and some of your key personality traits. And then like what centers are open and closed and all of that. So it's like, I can kind of tell, but then I also like the deeper I dive, I'm like, oh, I'm like, that's why that person was asking so many questions on different things. Or like, even for myself, like knowing part of my profile is about being community and connecting with people. I'm like, I used to be so embarrassed that like, I know this sounds cheesy, that I was like a well-liked person, but now I just embrace it. I'm like, you know what? If you want to love me and so I can love you right back, like, hey, I'm going to take that and I'm going to amplify that 100 times over, because why not? So
yeah, that's great. Let's, now that you were talking about the lines, can we get into the numbers a little bit and kind of like just a quick brief, when somebody's like, oh, well, I'm a generator 3-4 and you're like, people are like, what are you even talking about? Like when I first heard that, I'm like, oh, cool. I have no idea what you're talking about. Like I heard it, you know, wherever I was, and I was like, somebody is saying some random numbers with the word that I don't even know what they're talking about.
I know. It's like when people talk about astrology and they're like,
your nodes are in Saturn. And I'm just like when somebody explains it to me, I've had multiple readings done on this and they're like, okay, well this, and I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And then I come back, I'm like, what did they just say?
You're like, I have no idea.
I was like absorbing it and getting it when they were talking about it. But I'm like, that's not my area of expertise. Like if someone wants to read my stuff, beautiful. But like that, I'll leave that for you. But if you can kind of briefly go through the numbers and kind of what they stand for. So when somebody plugs their information, they're like, oh, I'm a such and such this number, this number. What does it actually mean?
For sure. And I think that like outside of energy type is one of the most profound components of it too, and maybe like the second most digestible. So again, there in human design there are profiles, and that kind of has to do with like your archetype, your personality traits, maybe your life path. I don't like to totally compare it, but it's like kind of like you would say a Sagittarius, I'm a Capricorn, like it's kind of like that identifier in that way. And then there in every profile there's two numbers. So you are a 1-4 and I'm a 4-6. So the first number is going to be a little bit more prominent, where the second one might be a little more like subconscious, just kind of like how you operate and maybe how other people see you versus how you see yourself. And so I'm going to try and be quick, but you know, I don't do anything quick.
It's all right. We want to hear all the numbers.
Okay. So there's six numbers. Ones are the information gatherers. They want to know all the things, research all the things, have the correct answer, the correct choice, things of that nature. They're super knowledgeable. They're super wise, and they can literally help you solve any problem because they know all the information. There is the two line. So two lines are very inclined to just be like good at everything from the get-go. They kind of have like that inner knowing and that inner confidence. But they also tend to like a lot of solo time and like want to like kind of operate in their own creative zone of genius. A little interrupted. Jeremiah actually is he's a 2-5. So like, and you know, you see, and people can operate in different capacities. So like, you're not just going to be like sitting in front of a computer with your one line, like researching thing for,
correct. I mean, that's my nightmare.
Yeah.
That is my nightmare. And it was shocking that that was part of my chart at first. Yes. I'm like, I like to not dive deep on a lot of things. Like I make decisions very, you know, intuitively, but then there's parts of it where I'm like, okay, I can really see that. That makes sense.
Like your like part of your purpose as like a coach and a teacher is so prevalent in there, because it's kind of like you gather the information and then you share it with us. Like
that is, that is very true. Because like, when I first read it, I'm like the knowledge seeker. Like I don't sit in like, that's my worst nightmare is like reading the fine print of anything. Like that is not, my brain just will shut off. Like I can't do it. But then I started to read into it more. I'm like, okay, that actually does make a lot of
sense. That is so you. Actually, like when I think of like you as a 1-4 and like you to me are like a trendsetter. I'm like, what's Mallory? What she got in that coffee? What's going on?
I made her one downstairs.
Yeah, she did. It was. I'm like, I don't even know what you're putting in this, but it's gonna be.
It's like
fabulous.
I trust you. It's gonna be great. There's yes. a projector.
Yeah, your projector.
I'll take it. It's gonna be wonderful. I'm like,
you're 1-4. But like I think two one lines also on some level just like intuitively know mm-hmm. what is the right answer
yeah,
too. So like you may not be the person sitting in front of the computer like Googling things
nope.
nonstop, but you're just gonna like know and then you're gonna verify probably, but then yes. you're gonna be able to like share that and that also goes, which I'll get to the four line in a second. Threes are, God bless them, so many of my friends are three lines. Threes are the people that have to learn by experience. Like they are the kid that you tell to not touch the stove 10 times. Yep. And then on the 11th time they do it. And then they know to not touch the stove. Like they have to integrate their wisdom on such a somatic deep level. But the beauty in that is because they know that so deeply ingrained, they can really share. I mean, not to like go so high level with the stove example, but they have wisdom that they can teach people in a lot of different ways because they have felt it from, you know, the top of their head to the bottom of their toes. And
that
I think
makes sense.
Yeah. It's really beautiful in that way. It's just like so many of my friends are like, why didn't I learn? And I'm like, You weren't just going to learn by me saying,
or, yeah, somebody hey, can't tell you, yeah, hey, don't no. try this because you're going to try it anyway.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, because you need to know. But then you have such a deeper wisdom than I will always probably be surface level on the level of information that I know. But and that works for me and my profile type. But like for them, it's like they have to have that deep knowing and then they can share it. Four lines. I know you're a four line. I'm a four line. I can probably speak to it a little bit more. Four lines are all about community and connection and like kind of cultivating the people that light them up, that help them move forward, but also give that energy back too. That again was one of the components. I was like, oh my God. I'm like, why does everyone hang out with me? And then I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, why are you being such an a-hole about this? Like,
I have too many friends. Oh,
I know, literally. I'm sorry. I'm just like so popular, but it's so funny. I think of like my sister's a generator, but she is a 5-1, and five lines can kind of tend to want to be a little bit separate, not quite as much as two lines, but. She's like, she could be home all the time by herself whenever I'm like, I know a person who does. She's like, of course you do. And I'm like, I just, you know, uh-huh. I'm about community, but like really embracing it, I think has brought a lot of amazing opportunities and experiences and people into my life. So, you know, continuing to do that. And then going into five lines are like, they are kind of, I don't want to say martyrs, but a little bit like, they will put themselves, they will try out the things, they will do the things, they will test it out and then report back to the group like, okay, this is a good idea. This is not a good idea. They don't have to like get as deep into it maybe as a three line, but they're going to want to save the rest of humanity mm-hmm. from maybe a less than favorable experience by taking it on themselves.
I can see that.
Yeah. I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not naming any names.
Not naming any names.
Only kidding.
I would say my mom is a 5-1. So like she is the person that wants us to sit in front of the computer and know all the things.
Oh, man.
But like I sometimes have to remind her like, mom, like I can do this or I can. You don't have to like sacrifice yourself in these ways. Like it's OK. I will figure stuff out on my own. And if I screw up, if I get feedback, you know, that's on me.
It's part
and
of your process.
Yeah.
For sure.
But don't necessarily feel like you have to take that on because that'll burn them out really easily. And then six lines are like interesting. So I'm a 4-6. And actually finding out that I had a 6 in my profile was what sold me on human design because six lines are, they live their lives in three stages. It's the only profile line. Don't ask me. Raha Aruhu. I don't think he's even alive anymore, so I can't ask him.
I don't think so, but that name gets me every time.
Every time. Which, like, I mean, that wasn't his, like, you know.
But still.
Given
like, if
government
that's what you're, you sure about that? If that's what you choose to go by, like, especially, like, in this space, like, it's a lot of woo-woo stuff, so it's, like, woo-woo with even whatever his name is. Just like, oh, my gosh.
Well, so and fun. It's, like, he was definitely a manifester, and, like, just, like, saying his name, you're like, oh, my God. God. You know what I mean? But it just cracks me up every single time.
A name.
Every. So six lines. Sorry. this is what happens when Mallory and I get into a room together. We're talking about all the woo-woo. Just is like.
It's the best.
Giggles and nonsense in the best way. So six lines live their life in three different phases. The first line, the first phase is like 0 to 28 to 30-ish, around when a lot of people say they have like their Saturn return, where it's like there's a lot of life transformations. And in that first phase, it's like you're acting a lot like a three line. You're doing a lot of things. You're getting a lot of feedback. You're figuring out what is aligned for you, what's aligned for the world, things of that nature. And then there's usually a big life change, which my entire year of turning 30 was just like nonstop transformation. And in between like 28 and 50 is like you use the feedback that you have, but you're also healing a lot. And that is because from like 50 until, you know, whenever this lifetime is complete for you, you are acting as a sage. You're using that wisdom and that healing to teach other people how to do that, those same things. And, so, you know, definitely was sold on it in my year of turning 30, but like in my 30s, knowing how much healing and how much transformation and how much wisdom I've been able to share, I was like, okay, yeah, I think human design is real. I think the sixth line is definitely part of my story. So yeah. So those are the profiles.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I love that breakdown because sometimes when you go into the apps, you read online, it's like you read these things, but sometimes it doesn't convert as well, at least for my brain. And you would know because you know my chart pretty well.
But I'm like, it's like just, in your DMs, I'm like, hey, this means this and this and that.
Yeah. Because sometimes you need the breakdown of like, what is it? Because like when you start to go into the open centers and the closed centers, and it's like a whole chart. Yeah. I don't love a chart. Like my, it just, Jeremy loves a
your
fucking
your one line is like, eh, I'm chart. Done with this info.
Yeah. He like operates off of charts. And I'm like, if you say chart one more time, I swear to God, like stop with the charts. Like I can't. So like for me, it's nice to have those breakdowns where you can just like, okay, this is what it is. And this is how I can take it, how I can take it and apply it to my life.
Yes.
That's very like bite-sized that you don't have to do like hours of research. Again, if that's your thing, not my thing. Might be
that
your
was
thing.
My thing about human design. Not my thing on a lot of
like,
things.
But when you're passionate about something, like you want to, especially if you're educating people and deep diving and reading people's charts, like you for sure have to be an expert in your field, right? If you're going to go into this line of work, of course. And it should light you up. Like if it's part of that. But what I want to know, what are some of the most interesting like relationships as far as energy types?
Ooh.
You know, if you have like a reflector with a generator or like because here's the thing. So Jeremy's generator. I'm a projector. Next week when this episode comes out, we will already be home from this trip, but we are staying with two other projectors. So it's three projectors and Jeremy. And I already have like content.
Jeremy's just going to be like dragging you all along.
Yeah, I already have some content that I want to like create about this because I was laying in bed late last night. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to be so funny if I can actually pull this off. But he's going to be entering a house with, you know, and when our friends come stay here, it's like all the projectors and then Jeremy. So it's like, like what kind of dynamics have you noticed are like the most interesting that you've seen?
I think
you do couples readings as well.
Yes. Yes. So I love relationship readings of all kinds. I think the most I've done are couples because people kind of want to understand the person that they live
it's
and do
life with. It's the biggest thing. Like if you like, yes, get a book, a reading, like a solo chart. But like if you can do it with your partner, like you're going to learn so much more about how you operate together. Like that is
because it shows
absolutely.
Like how you're similar. Like you might think, and I'm not, this is not me judging. You may look at your chart separately and be like, wow, we're so different. But then when you dive deeper and you look at the different components, it's like, wow, we actually like operate in really
wonderful
ways.
There's a lot of synergies.
Yes.
You
yes, exactly.
You can really see the flow. And it's like where this person really excels might not be the strong suit here, but you can hold the support when they're in that version of themselves.
Yes.
So it's like, when you break it down, you're like, oh, this makes so much sense. When you're acting this way is when I'm here to hold it this way.
Exactly.
And then you kind of navigate back and forth. And I'll just say this before you get into that, for like the majority of our relationship, even growing up, it was like I wouldn't lay down around the house because it would be like, why are you being so lazy? You know, and for me, Like now a 10 minute lay down is like my best friend. And for my whole life, it was like that. I'm like, I just need to go lay down for 10 minutes. And
yeah. Jeremy, like, why do you want to do this?
Why do you want to go lay down for 10 minutes? Like that's a waste of time.
He's like the most generator though.
But now he loves a lay down for 10 minutes because he knows I operate well with a lay down. And also he gets to like cuddle up next to me for like 10 minutes. You know, he's not complaining.
Yeah.
But like now he's like, oh yeah, I see exactly why you do it. Cause that's how my energy. So like some of my projectedness has almost rubbed off on him in a way where he's like,
yes.
Oh yeah, I like a 10-minute lay down too. This is fabulous. I get to lay down for 10 minutes. Yes. And he can actually now, through all of his like healing work he's done, his body can fully lay down and just relax for 10
minutes. And just relax.
And within like in 10 years, 15 years ago, never would have happened. Like
can't even
not never. Sure. Not even a minute. Not even 30 seconds.
Well, and it's interesting too, because like generators, we are so tied to our sacral center, which is tied to life force and sexuality, mm-hmm. and I'm not going too deep into that, but like for him, for you, you need to lay down, you need to rest as a projector, but for him getting to like snuggle with you or lay next to you, that's actually feeding into his sacral energy and creating life force energy, even if it's in a restful way.
Yes,
it's like that is definitely so impactful. And I think too, it's like energy type dynamics are one thing. People who are not in their energy type, trying to be a different energy type around, you know, like that to me is an entirely even different dynamic, because it's like what you just said about what is now in alignment for you mm-hmm. as a generator and a projector is different than it was 10 years ago. And
so
like
different.
The dynamic of even like the alignment of you guys as a couple, as you guys as individuals. Like if you're like, okay, well, I'm just trying to like rush around and mm-hmm. like keep up with Jeremiah and, you know, like you're not going to be in alignment, then that's going to throw him off of alignment. And neither of you are even going to know that, because it's like, well, I see him and
that's how it was for such a long time. Now it's like, oh, that's not working.
No,
like, this is not the move.
No,
we can't.
Well, no. Now he knows he needs to follow your lead because you're the projector and you're.
Yes. Sorry, and Jeremiah, I also know, but, like, I also have to get shit done sometimes, you know, and
150%.
Then I take the preventative. That's not the word. I like take the right steps.
Yes.
Whatever the word I'm looking for is, like,
you get your energy in alignment.
Yes. I have to make sure that I'm in alignment in other areas to be able, if I have something big coming up, like when mm-hmm. I have retreats coming.
Yeah.
It's like a month long process. Like I have to fully. I'm like, okay, these 5 days I'm going to be here. So the week leading up means this. The week coming home mm-hmm. means this. Like, I don't even drive myself to and from these places because I know my physical energy can't hold focusing on driving.
Yeah.
And also doing what I need to do to, like, reserve my energy and be in the creative state that I need to be in.
Everybody, you know? Just listen to, like, this is, like, projector in alignment energy and just, like, knowing and trusting the mm-hmm. feedback that your body, not your mind,
so
that
true.
Your body is giving you. Because to me, like, when you manifest as an infant, when you come to this world and your soul, you know, captures whatever essence it's supposed to be, which is the crux of human mm-hmm. design, right? Like, that is, as an infant, you're not, like, in your mind being like, I should cry now. I should.
So true.
I should eat now. Like, it's so, like, body based,
like, it's just
instinct.
There.
Yes. Yes. And so, like, to me, what I've learned a lot, and this was very, very hard for me because I'm always in my mind, I'm always ruminating, I'm always overthinking up. And whenever I catch that, I'm like, okay, I know I'm not in alignment with my design right now. Right. And I think it's like taking the pause and like being like, what does my body need? What is the feedback that I've been giving? And I'm sorry, I know you asked a question.
No, but that's okay. I love where this is going. Because blends in all somatic work. Like it's true. Like that's the baseline of all of the somatic work that we do with soma. It's in the body, right?
It's like in the body.
You have to ask and check in with your body. Where are you feeling this? What is it that I'm feeling? What do I need right now? Like it all comes back.
It all comes back to it.
It all comes back.
And it's interesting. I just had a conversation with one of the people that we have in common. And she was talking about like goal setting, and I know we're not going deep into authority type, but like she is an emotional authority. I know you're an emotional mm-hmm. authority. And she's like, it's so hard for me to like, you know, set 12-month goals because like, I don't know how I'm going to feel. I don't know where my emotional base is. And my, you know, feedback for her was like, look at your chart, look at where your close centers are and like What is the energy of that? Like, what makes you feel grounded? What makes you mm-hmm. feel safe? What makes you lit up? What makes you, you know, I'm thinking of like your heart and your ego. Like, what makes you like connected to that like desire energy, or even like what makes you feel the most like yourself? And like, those can be your guideposts.
Yeah.
Versus like, okay, well, I should make, you know, I don't know, 6 figures of blah, 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 blah. And it's like, yeah, that's great. But like, if you're not feeling those things in your body, then you can try and mind that as much as humanly possible, but your body's not going to follow. The energy's not going to follow. The alignment's not going to follow.
Yeah. There'll be blockages in some point there. Yeah. Like for me, for like a 12-month goal, that is really, really challenging. Like mm-hmm. I have to look at it in terms of like, yes, I would like this outcome without mm-hmm. attachment, you know, at this point, but it comes back of like reverse engineering of like, mm-hmm. well, what do I have to do to get there? And I'm going to focus on the next thing that needs to be done. And then once I hit that, then I have to reassess. It's like,
and how do I want to feel?
Right. Like if I wanted to launch this one thing over here and it was like, I got to the first step and then I'm like, there's something there that end goal isn't feeling mm-hmm. good anymore. And I have to lean in, like knowing that I'm an emotional authority was one of the biggest things. And we'll talk like briefly about those, but like knowing that I can't make a decision when I'm way up here riding mm-hmm. a high, or if I'm at one of my lowest of low points that I cannot make decisions. And I started to go back into my life. I'm like, huh, that makes so much sense, because I've gotten myself into a lot of trouble in the past of like, yeah, we'll do that girls trip in 3 months. Sure, I'm in, because like we were vibing high and whatever. Yeah. And then I come off of that a week later. I'm like, what did I just commit to? I don't want to do any of that. But I was like living way over here. And then I had to like retract back and be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I can't commit to any of these things right now. Like that would be great, but that's not going to realistically work. No. Like it was beautiful in the moment. I love the idea, but like, I can't do that.
Or same you're not thing. Get the best version of you.
I get the low when I'm in the lows. Oh man. Girl. I'm like, burn it all to the ground. I'm going to cancel everything. I'm never doing any cancel of this life. Anymore. And then I come out of it. And sometimes it's like 20 minutes later, I'm like, good thing I didn't do any of those things. Because like I have been in those low places where I'm like, fuck everything. And then the next day I'm like, oh, what a learning experience that was.
You're like,
good
thing
I didn't like go through and cancel everything in that minute, because I would have been like, what the hell, lady? Like, so now I know I have to come back into a neutral state in order to make any larger like life-changing decisions. Now I love to operate where I get a hit of something, I'm like, I'm doing this, I'm going for it, but that's from a neutral place that feels good, and there's no attachment to the outcome. You know, it's not when I'm crying in a corner of my bathroom,
or like, when you're like literally ecstatically just like
like if I'm leading a retreat and I'm like, let's do this thing, and I'm like, what did I just agree
to? You get home and you're like, wait,
like this doesn't, what was I thinking? Like I can't. So now I know. I'm like, I'll get back to you in 3 to 5 business days with an answer to that, and then we'll talk about it then. Like truly, like as crazy as that might sound, I'm like, yep, 1 to 2 business days, I'll get your answer, I'll follow up with you.
But I think that again goes to like the different energy types being around one another, the different authority types being around one another, because it's like you're going on this trip, and I don't know what everybody's authority is, but it's like, you know, a lot of projectors.
I don't know I have all their charts. I'll look. I'll let you
know. I'm going to say.
You have
to shoot me a DM. But, you know, it's even like, I think Jeremiah is sacral. And so he's going to be like, boom. Like, I know exactly what it is. I couldn't tell you 5 steps in front of you, but I could tell you this one step. Versus like you're like, hold on, wait. I mean, depending on what it is, you can't like ruminate for days on what you're going to have for dinner.
Correct.
But
Not the move. I can make decisions and split, you know, quick like time, game time decisions.
But the important decisions, the impactful
like big,
decisions.
Huge, like travel, big business decisions, like big investments, things like that. Like I know that I can't just, unless I'm really like a full body from a neutral place that I know I'm not overly heightened.
Yes.
To where I'm out of my normal range of decision making, you know, process.
150%.
You know, because I can be in a very good place. I'm like, this is a full body yes.
Yes.
Even if I'm a heightened state, but I'm not overly heightened to where I'm out of that rational mind.
Yeah, you're not like.
Like, I love a DeLulu, but like, not to the point where I'm like, you know, falling off the edge of the earth because I'm just out in la la land, you know, like floating into space.
Yes, which I think is so important to know too. So I think, you know, I think that there's different dynamics. I think that if there's a larger, in my opinion, if there's a larger majority of a certain group, That like I think actually having three projectors and one generator might like balance.
We're a fun bunch.
We really are.
We're a fun group when we're together.
To be a fly on the wall.
There's like three of us are like, let's take a nap.
Yeah.
Jeremy's like literally mountain biking. Like I know we're going to be doing like some deep healing and some like therapy. And Jeremy's like, yeah, I'm going to be mountain biking the next day. And me and the one girl who were friends were like, we're going to be doing absolutely none of those things. We'll be laying around the house all day, just like chilling in our comfortable clothes. Like that's what feels really good to us, you know?
Yes.
He's like, I'll see you on the mountain. I'm like, no, you won't.
You're like, and I'll see you when you get back.
He doesn't.
You're like, send me a picture. Yeah. Send me a video.
I'll take a selfie. Send me a video. Yeah. I'll cheer you on from over here. But like, I'm going to have to like, you know, I really want to have a lot of grounding downtime.
Absolutely.
That's my jam.
I think that man gens and generators are like, it's just like nonstop energy. Like I'm thinking of, again, one of our friends in common that I talk to every single day. And like every, like, you know, it's every 10 minutes we're like bebopping about something or we're sending a voice memo or it's like, it's just like nonstop energy, but it's like really beautiful. And of course we take breaks or pause like as we need. I think an interesting, but like maybe unexpectedly good mix are manifestors and projectors, because manifestors, while in my opinion, projectors are more evenly just like kind of at like a calm energy and like have like their vision and focus and guidance. Manifestors do that in like spurts. So they can like give the projector like a good jolt. Like boost. Yeah. Like a little caffeine moment.
Yep,
but then they can also like go take a nap with them because they also need to recharge. Because I mean, think about it. I mean, sometimes using my brain, sometimes putting together ideas and visions, like that takes a lot of energy. So
I don't know how y'all do it out there.
You gotta recharge. I don't know. It's like the sacral energy is just like,
it's like
nonstop.
A constant flow of energy.
Nonstop.
Like Jeremy will just be like, he'll sit down to work like on the computer and the kids are running around him and like there's chaos happening. He's just like in the zone. And I'm like, I need like 3 hours to decompress from this to then get into the space where I can actually like get into a creative space. It's wild. Friends of ours are projector generator and it's flipped. The husband is a projector and the wife is a generator. So we worked with them one-on-one and being able to see like the similarities with me
like
and the husband and then
yes.
him and the wife, because their energy types were just like, yes. we were just laughing because I'm like, oh,
you're like,
guys,
I see it.
We know
I
exactly what you're talking about. It's just like opposite, you know, when it's just like the go, go, go and spinning of the wheels and all these things. And then it's like,
well, and I also think, and this is like another podcast for another time, but like, I think that like, you know, divine feminine energy and divine masculine energy and how all that plays into it too. Like my opinion of how, like, I feel like as a female generator, like I show up versus Jeremiah as a male generator. I mean, think about it. Like men are literally like here to like put their energy out into the world to create, to like do things. And like we're as women, you know, meant to be more receivers. So like when I think of like magnetizing things, like it's again, it's interesting to me how like it all intertwines together, because as modality, I love it. It's my favorite. It's probably the one I go to most, as you know, doing what I do. But at the same time, it's like I can see how all of these different components and all these different things, like even the conversations we've had about the somatic stuff, like, I mean, obviously we talked about it a little bit here, but like in, you know, in the conversations that we've had and just like how that all mixes together. And I think it's interesting to like see how like different genders it shows up with, or even like as we were talking, like me as an adult versus like one of your kiddos, like I have some conditioning. Like that is just what happens when you are
so
36
true.
And
as we all do,
hashtag millennial, you know, versus my parents didn't know. I wouldn't say human design was still, I was a baby and human design was a baby. So my parents definitely didn't know about that enough to like, you know, integrate it. They're like, okay, you're a generator. Go run outside, please.
Right.
You know,
not even in like the sphere of
no,
anything.
Not even,
like,
no.
Not even in anything.
No.
So, okay. Yeah. I love that. So the authority types, I would love for people, if they have questions, to reach out to you once they find out what their type, or even if they don't know their type. I know you can do it for them as well. If they're just like, you know what? No, I want to go in and just have somebody. That's how I operate. I again, don't want to go in and read pages and pages of stuff that I'm like, this makes no sense. I want somebody to tell me how it applies to my life specifically.
For sure.
As I'm guessing a lot of us do, right? You just want somebody to break it down for you based off of you specifically. So can you share what you have available for where they can find you, what you have available, how they can contact you, all things Human Design and Amy, like give them a nice little package of where they can find you and how they can get all your services.
I love this. So you can find me on Instagram at Authenticity by Design or on my website, which is authenticitybydesign.com. And there you'll see links and information about what I offer. My go-to thing to suggest that people start with as individuals is getting a customized guidebook that goes over everything that we've talked about today and so many other layers. But the beautiful thing, in my opinion, and maybe I'm biased because it's my offering, is that I've really done a lot of work to make the information digestible.
Yes.
Because I mean, I'm sure some people are probably going to be listening to this being like, oh my God, what did I just listen to? What is she talking about? What is it?
Because even in the apps, I'm just like, I don't know what any of these, what does this mean? What are the closed? What are the open? Like, can you break it down? So to have somebody break it down for you, like that's the move.
Yes. Yes. I mean, again, I'm biased, but I
completely promote agree. It. And like, that's the move.
And I looked at it from, I mean, I did Human Design guidebooks in different forms for people unofficially before I like launched this business for probably like over a year. Mm-hmm. And like, I would get feedback from friends and family. They were like, okay, I understand this, but I don't get that. Can you dive a little bit deeper? So I really got like unbiased, like nobody's like, oh, this is your business, I'm trying to not hurt your feelings. Like my friends and family, if they're nothing if not honest. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's created in a way that hopefully is as digestible, and you can go back to it and review it. And then, you know, if you get a guidebook and you want to dive a little bit deeper, I do sessions. I do individual sessions. I do partnership sessions, whether, you know, that's like maybe you have a business partner, or the most common way is with a spouse. And I've even kind of tried to expand a little bit more to doing family dynamics, because I think that that's so important, kind of as we were talking, like parents in this day and age, understanding who they are, but then also understanding who their children are. And you might not necessarily be like, okay, you know, Bobby, stop acting like a manifesting generator, go sit in the corner, you know, whatever it may be. But I think that it's a really beautiful way to like understand how you can approach your parenting style, but also like what your kids may need in different ways. And then starting a little bit later this year, I'll be doing some experiences, virtual, in person. But I always say, start with the guidebook, learn more,
so good.
And then you can dive in. And
you can absolutely. Okay. Yes, we have something very special just for all of you who are listening today.
Yes. So just for Mallory's podcast listeners, if you go to my website and you order a guidebook and you use the code ACTIVATE, of course, you will get a guidebook for $88.88. This year is all about the year of the eight and abundance and prosperity and forward motion. So it just felt like the perfect alignment of that. So, yes.
So good. And we could honestly talk for hours and hours about this stuff, which we do.
we just
racked up all the voice memos and back and forth through Instagram. I'm sure it would be like a significant amount of time. But thank you so much for sharing. It was so knowledgeable for anybody. No matter where you're at on your journey of human design, whether this is the first that you've heard of it, because I've actually referenced it in a couple episodes, and I'm like, I better bring Amy on here to like share what I'm actually talking about. Or if you're farther along on your journey, it's always amazing to hear other perceptions and perspectives and like all the different things that you can really start to learn to utilize these things to gain more alignment and really utilize your energy type, like lean into who you are, because there's a lot of worse things, but like there's nothing worse than trying to be somebody who you're not. And then you continue to run into roadblocks based off of what society thinks you are and how you should show up. And again, because this is the Permission to Activate podcast, right? It really is giving yourself that extra permission to lean into more of who you are and have some stuff to kind of back it up.
Yeah,
right. And
for
like solidify it and be like, okay, yes, I am walking down the right path. Like this actually feels good. Maybe for the first time in a really long time, that you've been able to lean into that and have that, you know, that internal feeling and that knowing of like, yes, I am on the right path. And this kind of backs it up a little bit. So that's why I love human design so much.
It's, I mean, me
too. Such a beautiful tool. Yes. I know you do. So head over, go give Amy a follow. Make sure to jump on her Activate deal 8888. Of course, it's a beautiful number, numerology, and all of the things. Head over to her website, check out her Instagram. Everything is linked there. It will also be linked in the show notes. And we will see you guys next time.
Thank you so much for having me. Awesome.
Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.